Hello, you have reached the Department of Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you are having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
Yes, I am.
You are aware that this is COVID testing sites and not the vaccine, correct?
No, I'm not. I need vaccination for a 90-year-old.
I can give you your local county health department's number, sir.
All they do is steer me elsewhere. And they get me I'm in a vicious loop. They tell me to go to the website and look under the, what is it, adph.org. I'm just trying to get a clear answer on how I get him set up for an appointment.
Try this number, sir. Let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready.
3-3. Yes, sir. No one has any appointments at all right now, so we would just be adding him to the waiting list. So that number just adds him to the waiting list.
Okay. Can you tell me why is it that there are no appointments?
That we have not been given a definite answer as to why, sir. My assumption would be the lack of staffing or the lack of vaccine. Either one of those two. That would be my assumption.
Okay. So is this, I guess, is controlled by the governor's office or something like that, or the public health officer?
Yes, it's controlled by your county health department and whoever's over the county health department program.
Okay. All right, well, I'll call this number. You said that this is just a kind of a waiting list?
Yes, it's just a waiting list, and then they'll contact him when he'll be able to come for an appointment. But the time frame could vary, sir. It could be a few weeks before he receives a call.
Okay, does his age matter at all?
No, sir. They're completely out for everybody.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll give them a call. I sure do. Thank you for your patience.
You're welcome, sir. And thank you for calling the Department of Health Coronavirus Hotline. Enjoy the rest of your day.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye.